That's REVREX.com. REVREX.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text DRAFT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality, affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text DRAFT to 200-300 right now. Text the word DRAFT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text DRAFT to 200-300.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Leap Ray Initiative. Governor Joe Lombardo was at that school choice rally on Friday, St. Anne's Catholic School, promising, and this is cut two, by the way, guys, promising to continue the fight for school choice. Listen to this.
I'm passionate about opportunity scholarships because it's not just a bill, it's just a and it's not just a data point, it's not just statistics, and it's not a hypothetical. It's real life. You can see it here today. This is real life. These families and their children, what they are trying to achieve, it's real life. They were not thriving in the environment they were given. And that is no fault of the school district. It's no fault of the families. It's a fault of the process and the options that are available for them to achieve success. Because Opportunity Scholarship funding was not maintained and expanded by the Democrats in the legislature, hundreds of Nevada students could potentially lose their Opportunity Scholarships. I use the word potentially as a matter of written word, but actually it's a reality. If we are not able to supplement the Opportunity Scholarship from what we are trying to achieve next week at the IFC meeting, there will be hundreds of scholarships removed and the ability for kids to continue where they are currently placed in their education process. And that is unacceptable to me. That is why my office proposed using $3 million of unallocated COVID relief funds to fill the gap in opportunity scholarship funding to ensure that no student loses their scholarship.
All right.
So, in closing, I will say this. Our fight for school choice in Nevada continues. There is significant work to be done, and my office will remain resolute in our fight for our kids. You can clap for that if you want. I think it's an important piece to repeat. Resolute in our fight to protect our kids.
Yes.
It's pivotal that you continue to fight for school choice and opportunity scholarships alongside us so that hundreds of thousands of Nevadans who believe in school choice are heard by our legislators. Thank you all for coming today, and let's keep fighting.
I love that. I love that. And so today's program, today's Live and Local, is dedicated to the thousands of teachers and support people. Bus drivers, don't forget the bus drivers. And there's a shortage of bus drivers, believe it or not. There is a shortage of teachers right now, which is, according to Victor Jakes, the three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he was tweeting earlier this morning, that the number is up to 1,200 teacher vacancies. So there are 1,200 classrooms that will be manned by people that are not regular teachers. They are substitutes. They're fill-ins, but they're not the real deal. And that's why that's got to change. We have known for how long that school was going to open up on August 7th, and yet we still don't have the teachers to fill all of those classrooms. That is, as the governor would say, unacceptable. Stick around. Coming up, a guy that's been on the firing line, Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. He knows where all the bones are buried. What is wrong? How do we dig ourselves out of this hole? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He scoffs at the idea of being able to get a fair trial in D.C. Former President Trump confirms that his legal team will seek a change of venue for his trial on conspiracy and obstruction charges. It's a wise move, says noted constitutional scholar, former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz.
What you do is you seek a change of venue and a change of judge at the same time and try to move the case to West Virginia or Southern Virginia, somewhere purple, where you can get not only a decent venue where there's a chance. Remember, the District of Columbia is the most anti-Trump venue in all of America. And so you try to move the case and you try to move it. You try to get a judge from that area as well.
Dershowitz speaking with the Salem News Channel. The last ex-police officer to face sentencing in state court for his role in the killing of George Floyd expected to learn today whether he'll have to spend any additional time in prison.
Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao has said he merely served as a human traffic cone in 2020 when he held back the crowd as former officer Derek Chauvin, who is white, knelt on Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes as the black man pleaded for his life. Minnesota guidelines have recommended 4 years for Tao's conviction on an aiding and abetting manslaughter charge. He would serve that concurrently with the 3.5-year sentence he already received on a federal civil rights charge. Chauvin is serving more than 20 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Three members of a firefighting crew have been killed while battling a wildfire in Riverside County in Southern California. Three people killed, others hurt. A tour bus crash on I-81 near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This happened late last night in severe weather. Wall Street, the Dow is up 312 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. With the first day of school beginning today in the Clark County School District, the first few weeks could be a bit contentious as contract negotiations between the school district and its teachers continues to go on. Teachers union officials say educators are angry and they're organizing activities and meetings to express that frustration. Schools Superintendent Jesus Yarrow says he's monitoring the situation and that the teachers are excited to be back in the classroom to welcome their students back. One of the country's biggest home builders wants to develop a 79-lot subdivision in Summerlin. Lennar's 14-acre project will be west of the 215 Beltway and south of Lake Mead Boulevard. The Las Vegas Planning Commission expected to approve the development at its meeting this week. No timeline given for the work on the project. The development itself just south of a large piece of federal land that is about to go up for auction this fall. Summerlin's roots go back to 1952 when business tycoon Howard Hughes bought 25,000 acres in the western Las Vegas Valley for just $3 an acre. Nevada pharmacies say the nationwide medication shortage is the worst they have ever seen. The American Society of Health System Pharmacies reports that 309 active drug shortages as of the end of June. That's just 11 short of the all-time high that was hit back in 2014. Officials say the most significant shortages are in chemotherapy and ADHD drugs. No big winner in Friday's Mega Millions drawing for $1.35 billion. That's the 31st rollover. It pushes tomorrow's jackpot to an estimated $1.55 billion, the third largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot is 1 in 302.6 million. As always, you gotta play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
At long last, starting to move again on the east side of the valley, 95 northbound around the Charleston curves. I'm picking up pace, still unusually slow, but that accident, 95 northbound at Eastern, still being reported, but looks like they've cleared out some travel lanes there, so we're seeing a better flow of traffic there on 95 northbound approaching Eastern. Also, as you come in from the west side of town, 95 southbound near Rancho, what was left of that accident is out of the travel lane, so that's even looking a little bit better right now. Still working a wreck at the airport connector, northbound side, right before the tunnel. It's on the right shoulder. Going to be another sunny, hot day in the valley. Highs returning to 106 degrees by afternoon. Winds gusting up to 28 miles per hour. 86 degrees right now at the airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
If you've been outside in the neighborhood, you know that the school buses are running. It's the first day of school in the Clark County School District. And according to Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he was on Twitter this morning saying that we are 1,200 teachers short right now. So teachers in 1,200 classrooms are going to go without regular teachers. They'll have substitutes. They'll have babysitters. They'll have all kinds of stuff, but they won't have the real deal. Joining us now, I'm always happy to have him on because I know that our listenership will increase by one when his beautiful mom, Jean, is listening. Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee, member, he joins us. Kevin, how you doing, my friend?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you for having me on this first day of school, and be safe out there, everyone.
Exactly. Kevin, we've known for a long time that Monday, August 7th was going to be the first day of school, yet according to Victor Jakes and others, we've got thousands, maybe thousands of teachers that are not going to be in the classroom. And my question is, why do we get to this point in the calendar year and we still have 1,200 vacancies?
Well, it's all about the price that you're paying for these teachers. It's about health care. It's about safety. And, again, you have to have a great HR put together to hire these people and put together a program which the trustees oversee and the superintendent to have a plan for that. And they still don't have a plan, Kevin, which is a shameful thing, being the fifth largest school district in America.
When you were a member of the Board of Trustees, and it's not that long ago, what did you think of on the first day of school? What were the things that kept you up the night before the first day of school?
Making sure those children get to their classroom safe and on time, and making sure that there was a teacher in every classroom, and that was the biggest part of it, is making sure that when you send your child to school, they have the resources to make sure we educate our kids in reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I'm curious, what is the number, the amount of money that we would need to be paying to get good teachers in every classroom, no vacancies, have the best strategy for hiring teachers and retaining teachers? What is that number? I mean, we've gone from 43,000 to 50,000. Do we need to go to 60 or 65,000?
We'd have to start about 60, probably, I would say. But then the average of a Clark County School District teacher right now, they're making about $83,000 a year. That's with a teacher that's been in that classroom for about anywhere from 18 to 22 years, even up to their retirement date. Which is a huge thing. But again, remember, these teachers are having debt on their backs when they go to college. We need to change the way they graduate from college. We need to do different programs so they don't have that debt. It's education. It's not, you know, and it's an amazing thing that you can have great teachers in these classrooms. But again, you have to change the process in which these our teachers get into that classroom. We have to change the way we do college for teachers, and it's got to be inexpensive instead of more expensive. Each year it rises, Kevin, and it's really sad. And remember, it's people that make these rules, and we can change them. That's what they didn't like about me, because I wanted to change those rules, because doing the same thing over and over again is insanity, Kevin.
But you're telling me that if we spent $60,000 to $65,000 for starting pay for teachers, we could attract more teachers to our district?
Absolutely, but again, that's only one aspect of the equation. You have to make sure that you have make sure the safety in that classroom, and the biggest component of that is making sure that they have health care. Remember, health care is a big vital key to hiring anybody in the workforce, especially if you have healthy teachers, more proactive, you know, programs for these teachers to make sure they're healthy. Because again, if they get sick, you lose it. It's just like anything in the workforce. If one of your employees gets sick, you're hurting. And we have to have a contingency plan. And guess what? And the Board of Trustees don't manage the health care. It's the Clark County School District the CCEA union that manages it. And remember, there's over $7 million missing in that fund. And when you a teacher coming to Nevada, into Clark County, you better ask that. And most of them are pretty educated. They're going to ask, where's my health care, and how are you guys spending that money? And remember, we're a right-to-work state, by the way, Kevin. So these teachers don't have to join the union.
Again, Kevin Child joining us. He is a former Board of Trustee member. Jesus Jara, how does he keep his job?
He's kept it, and it's really, I would question his job because, again, he's known how to do this over and over and over, and yet every year we come to the same problem over and over and over. We're short teachers, we're not budgeting, and they're not. It's management, Kevin. And what I think is we need business people to run these schools. And that's what I was. I was a business. I wasn't going to be the minutia about classrooms or about this. We need to make sure that we're spending that money right. And I don't believe he understands that. And he doesn't know how to make sure that what those classrooms need. And again, the personnel that goes to the big picture of everything in the Clark County School District. We're one of the largest employers in the state, the Clark County School District is.
Let me just ask you, though, how do we – he has a 4-3 advantage on the Board of Trustees, I believe. Is it 4-3 what the vote was?
Correct.
My question is, with everything that's gone on, somebody explain to me how this guy keeps his job. How does he keep his job? How does he keep that fourth vote for him? Isn't anybody ready to change their vote?
Well, one thing is they those trustees are just trustees. I don't believe, and based on results, I when I hear them, they don't get how to run the school district. They're not business people. I go back to, so they're just going to go with the regular flow. And then when they say, oh, we need to spend more money to go find a new superintendent. No, you don't. You have a lot of talent in the Clark County School District. I was one of those people that were adamant that we didn't have to go on the outside to go find. We didn't have to pay $180,000 for headhunters to go find a superintendent. We have them here in the Clark County. We need to change the way we do business, how we find these superintendents and what we do and how we put these people in management positions in the Clark County School.
Kevin, what would you want the skill set to be for the next superintendent of schools in the Clark County School District?
Somebody's going to put their nose in the books and nose in the public. I mean, superintendents, and I said this on the board when I was on the board, is I don't want a superintendent that's going to, you know, be worried about the casinos or worried about a union or worried about. I want them to be focused on education, not the public. And that's the problem, is the superintendents get in there and they become this public figure. It's the trustees that should be the public figure. They are held responsible for hiring these guys and the superintendents, and they're not. So we need to make sure we find somebody that's going to be focused on the kids, the schools, and not worried about the community, the community people, the big, you know, I always say the elite. And that's one of our biggest problems that we've had in the Clark County School District with these superintendents. They become these kings or queens and become, you know, this whole figure in the social realm in our city, which needs to stop. Because, again, they're there to make sure that your child is being educated and are being successful after they leave that school district.
So explain to me the type. You say we need a businessman. Does that mean we could pluck somebody from gaming, mining, local businesses, and have them be the board superintendent?
I would say that because they would have a college degree. It would be a him or a her or who you want. But again, that person needs to have a business background. And you make a very good point, is that we might have to do that. But they don't want to do that because they're so used to doing the same thing over and over again, hiring these people that have come up in the ranks of a superintendent. I mean, you have to remember, I did all my stuff that I worked on that school district. We came in at 50th. When I left at 2020, we're at 37th ranked, and I was a kid that barely made it out of high school. So all this stuff about education, you have to have people are about innovation, not education, because I could ask questions, and you can't be afraid to ask questions why that this does not work, and you can't be afraid of it. And listening to the teachers, listening to the students, listening to, you know, it's running a business, Kevin. You know, it's like running a McDonald's or running a casino, like you said, or a mining company. We need to find business people and change the way we do these bigger school districts and not stick to these people that are all college, a doctor or, you know, because guess what? I think I can run around. Most people that have their master's, bachelor's, or their doctorate degree, because I've shown I did it. And I wasn't afraid to ask the questions. That's the biggest thing and why we are failing. And why we are failing is we keep hiring the same people over and over again, Kevin.
Okay, check your tea leaves. Are we going to have some sort of a work stoppage, a partial work stoppage? What is going to happen on August 26th?
Well, what I look at is that I don't think the teachers are going to go on strike because, again, it's illegal. I hope that they figure this out because you can. It's about the budget. And, again, it's not always the trustees or the superintendent. It's the legislators. They should have had that budget ready in the first week of the legislative session. That way all the schools would have had a faster way to make sure that their budgets were going to work for the school year. It's always done butt backwards. So I don't think these teachers are going to strike. I think that most of them, like I said, the teachers union only controls about 52% of those 18,000 teachers. And people have to hear that because there's a lot of teachers that are not in the union, Kevin. But I don't think these teachers I don't think they're going to strike. I don't think they're going to walk out. They're pretty close to getting something done, I believe, for what I'm hearing. And they should have done that prior to opening the doors up today. I would have worked every day to make sure that would have been done if I was a school board trustee, and I would have been very adamant about it.
Let me just ask you, I know you and I have talked about it before, but I want to see if I can pin you down. Are you going to be back on the board of trustees anytime soon?
I'm waiting for what they're going to do to appoint somebody to that. Yes, I will put my name in that, in the hat. I do care about what we do, and I'm not afraid to kick the rocks, as they say, or kick the tires. We need people that are not afraid of making something better, and it's going to disrupt people, again, because our kids' lives are at matters. Now, I don't say our, it's parents' kids that are, that matter.
Explain quickly what the state is doing in adding members.
Well, they told that they could add certain members to the school district, but they don't have a voting, but they have a voice. And Clark County School District, they're still working on the process of adding those four new people to the board, and it should have been done before this school district opened. I don't know why they're waiting again. They violate the law, it seems like, over and over again, just like they've done other laws to educate our children. Because, again, voices matter on that school district, on those panels. When you have it's a shame that you have to have a title. But, again, we've got to get people in there that are not afraid. And they'll probably, like I said, I don't know what the criteria are. We don't know. We're still waiting on what's going on. They've been having meetings about it. But when I find out, I will come back on your show and tell you what's going on, because I'm excited about it, and I hope they pick people that are actually want to do something to the school district instead of just being somebody that's on a title of a school district.
Kevin Child, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. Enjoy your day. Again, thank you for what you do, and I'll always come back on your show to talk about education.
Thanks, man. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, joining us. Coming up, how did Andy Vieira spend his summer vacation? He's just back from 2 weeks vacation. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago,